last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haidar. In the studio today, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure and an honor to have you. Throughout the previous sessions, we've been talking about the different fitnas which actually exist. The fitna of the Dajjal, the fitna of women, the fitna of hubb ad-dunya, loving the dunya. All of these fitnas will appear at the end of times, and through them the believers are going to be filtered. They're going to be churned until only the best of the best of the best remain. Inshallah, we're going to go back to this discussion now, and I'd like you to continue your train of thought from where we left off.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the next one, as mentioned in the narrations, is the fitna of children. Of course, when we say that these are the fitnas of Akhir Zaman, doesn't mean that they were not fitnas before. Some of them, they are fitna in all the times, like properties and the children. And some of them are specific for that time, like that of Dajjal. But for us living in Akhir Zaman, meaning that before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we need to pay more attention to these, as they are mentioned as the special fitnas for Akhir Zaman. Now, the children are fitna. Again, there is a problem in translating the word fitna.
I was going to say, I've got three now.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know they are a fitna.
Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in chapter Al-Anfal verse 28 that wa'lamu annama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Know that your properties and your children are fitna. Now, some people do not understand, I mean, the word fitna as mentioned in this verse, and they just maybe understand it to be that they are only the means for problems and difficulties and afflictions. No, this is not the true understanding of the word fitna. As mentioned in this verse, it can be only, maybe one of the aspects of it. Inshallah, I will explain about that. But first of all, I need to explain the fact that having children is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not sure about other countries, but unfortunately in our country, the Islamic Republic of Iran, for some years we had the slogan of less children, better life. For some reasons, the people in charge decided to, promote this idea, which is not Islamic at all. According to the religion of Islam, to have children is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the narrations of the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt encouraged the Muslims and the believers to have as many children as they can, and they are able to train them, of course. In one interesting narration, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family is quoted as saying that marry so that you can increase Muslim generation. Mm-hmm. You see, according to this narration, one of the philosophies for marriage in the eyes of the Prophet is to have children. And then the Holy Prophet mentions that on the Day of Judgment, somehow I will be proud of the number of my nation. Mm-hmm. The number of the Muslims before other nations. Even if the Holy Prophet says that even to those children who died in the wombs of their mother. So to that extent, the Holy Prophet is putting emphasis on, having children. This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 100, page 220.
Let me stop you right there, Doctor. With your permission, we'd like to go to a short break.
ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
Welcome back to the studio. We've been talking about the end times, this fitna of children also.
When we talk about the fact that in Akhir Zaman, children are a kind of fitna, maybe one understanding can be that being away from having children is a fitna. I mean, for couples, or before that, for people who refrain from getting married because of the, for example, economic excuses, and then for the couples who refrain from having children for different excuses, maybe the fitna, the test for them is to have children. And they are not successful if they are not going to have children. According to the narrations, all Muslims are encouraged to, first of all, get married, and second of all, to have children. Another aspect of the children to be a kind of fitna or a kind of trial for the parents is about their, first of all, training the children in an Islamic manner, and second of all, about giving them the rights. Let me just share a few narrations in this regard, talking about the importance of training the children and the duties of the parents toward their children. Of course, we know that it's mutual. There are also rights upon the shoulders of the children as well toward their parents. Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying that the father has some rights on the children and the children has some rights on his or her father. The rights of the parent is that the children need to obey him, except if he is asking them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And the rights of the children is that, first of all, a good name should be chosen for them. For me, this is very interesting because in many narrations, choosing a good name for the children has been, put emphasis on. And yeah. Maybe in our world, this is not a big deal, choosing a name for your baby, people search about many names, but they are not much careful about the type of name and the meaning of the name that they are choosing. But this has been mentioned in many narrations. And maybe I believe that maybe there is some secrets about naming the children that we are not aware of. There might be some secrets. The fact that the name of the child matters for some reason that may not be aware of. Mm. One of the reasons is that, of course, we need to have children with good names, which have, a positive meaning. For example, it's very important to name your children after the names of good people, not after the name of bad people. So maybe this is only one aspect of it. There might be other aspects as well, spiritually speaking, that maybe because of that, there is so much emphasis on naming the children and choosing a good name for them. So one of the rights is to choose a good name, and then to train him or her with Islamic etiquette, and to teach him the Quran. So these are three rights of the children on the parents, as mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam. In another narration, Imam Rida alayhi salam told one of his companions that, "Are your parents alive?" He said, "No." And then Imam asked him if he has any children. The answer was positive. And then the Imam told him that treat your child in a good manner, be good toward him, so that you will be given the reward of doing good toward your parents.
Wow.
So right now you do not have the ability to, gain the reward of doing good to your parents because they have passed away. But if you do the same toward your children, the same reward will be given to you.
Subhanallah.
Fiqh al-Rida alayhi salam, page 336.
That's absolutely fascinating. Dr. Karimi, if you don't mind, if we could just go for a quick break and then we'll come back, inshallah.
The last savior. Last savior.
We're waiting for you to die by your side.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one. and he's going to change the world.
In another narration, Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam says that Al-Abrar, the good people, are called Abrar because they do bear goodness toward their parents and children. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, "May Allah's mercy be upon the parents who help their children do good actions." And Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Be good toward your children, I mean treat them in a good manner, because they consider you," I mean Imam is talking about maybe infant children, "as their sustainers." This is very interesting. And also it's been mentioned that if you give a promise to your children, for example, if your grade would be such and such, I will buy such and such for you, then promise, I mean act upon your promise toward your children. This is another right of the children. And the last narration that I would like to share is from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, in which he is addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam, and this shows the importance of the narration. Ya Ali, يلزم الوالدين من حقوق ولدهما ما يلزم الولد لهما من حقوقهما. The fact that sometimes children act in a manner that their parents disassociate them, that is, they do what we call it uquq. But the interesting point of this narration is that sometimes, according to this narration, the children can do uquq toward their parents. And this is very interesting. Maybe most of the people, they think that only the parents can do uquq, disassociation. But according to this narration, if the parents, they do not act upon their duties regarding the children might also do uquq regarding their parents. Mm-hmm. According to this narration. So these are some of the narrations about the fact that if the Noble Book of Quran calls the children as a kind of fitna, and if the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt consider it as one of the fitna of Akhir Zaman, it is referring to the fact that first of all, we need to pay attention to the importance of having children, and before that getting married. And second of all, people and parents need to think about their duties and acting upon their responsibilities, one of the most important of which is training the children. And third, the last point is that loving children is important, but again, attachment to the children to the extent that we are not able to leave the world because of the fact that we are so attached to the children, this is also wrong. I mean, we need to love the children, but this should not turn into a kind of attachment, as we are not allowed to attach to this world. So these are some of the narrations about the fitna of the children in Akhir Zaman.
A fascinating discussion. Jazakallah, Dr. Karimi. That's all we have time for today. It was kind of a side note, actually, from the whole umbrella of Mahdawiyah, but I feel it was an important side note. We took a little bit of a detour into discussing how important it is to give our children good names, and we've been talking about how the trust of a child is dependent on their parents because they see their parents as their sustainer. And all of these various fitnas and how that ties in with the end of times, you'll see in the next episode, inshallah. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjab bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
حتى تسكنه Muhammad.